Hey everyone, welcome to another brand new episode of our Astrotech series of our Astrophysics podcast. So, how you all guys are doing? I hope you all are doing well. So, today we are going to discuss about warp drive, and this is a fresh episode of Astrotech series which we have started to to explain you or to tell you about technology that is going to involve or that is already involved in astronomy and astrophysics and things like that. So that is basically space technology. So in this today I'd be giving you a briefer introduction to warp drive, and then we have a very interesting article from NASA's official website, and that article is also very nice. So without wasting much of your time, let us get started. So before starting, I want you to follow or subscribe whatever you are having, and you know this depends on the platform on which you are listening it to, but do it because you know we are working very hard to bring on content for you, and not just for Astrotech, but we have many seasons and we have just completed our second season. So let us get started. A warp drive is a theoretical superluminal spacecraft propulsion system. Okay, so it's a propulsion system. It is important to know that it is a propulsion system, and it is hypothetical. It's theoretical superluminal, right? In many science fiction works, most notably in Star Trek. So there was Star Trek in which warp drive is used as significantly, and but it is in many of the science fiction works. So, and a subject of ongoing physics research. So, it's a subject on ongoing physics research, and that is obvious. A spacecraft equipped with a warp drive may travel at speeds greater than that of light by many orders of magnitude. So, this is something interesting because according to relativity, faster than light travel is almost impossible. But there are several of things that we can develop to, you know, to increase our velocity or increase our magnitude speed to, you know, magnitude of speed to greater than light, and this we'll come to it how we'll do this. So let us see what else it's there. Okay, in contrast to some other fictitious faster than light technology such as a jump drive, so there is something that corresponds to warp drive, which is jump drive. The warp drive does not permit instantaneous travel and transfers between two points, so it is not instantaneous. It is important to know that although light seems to be instantaneous, is very instantaneous at very small distances, but warp drive is faster than light. In some theory, warp drive is sometimes faster than light, but still it's not instant. It is a means of travel, okay, and transfer between two points. So it's not like teleportation. So teleportation is basically the transfer between two points, but rather involves a measurable passage of time which is pertinent to the concept. In contrast to hyperspace, a spacecraft at warp velocity would continue to interact with objects in normal space. The general concept of warp drive was introduced by John W. Campbell in 1957 novel Islands of Space. So this is interesting. So this is how we get through the concept of warp drive. Then next up we have Einstein's theory of special relativity states that energy and mass are interchangeable, and speed of light travel is impossible for material objects that, unlike photons, have a non-zero rest mass. The problem of a material object exceeding light speed is that an infinite amount of kinetic energy would be required to travel at exactly the speed of light. So that is as I said, the warp drive is simply a contradiction to the Einstein's theory of relativity, because if E equals mc square is correct, then we require literally a huge amount of energy, and where some says that the kinetic energy required would be close to infinity. And this can be theoretically be solved by warping space to move an object instead of increasing the kinetic energy of the space to do so. So the solution itself came out of the special and general theory of relativity, and One theory says that we cannot travel faster than light, and that actually contradicts warp drive. But the second is itself a solution to warp drive technology, as space-time is a net-like structure, so we can actually warp space-time to travel faster than light. And such a solution to the faster than light travel problem leads to the two directly opposite approaches to light speed travel in science fiction. In the first, spaceships themselves are brought to light speed and beyond. In the second, not yet, local space itself is made to come to the ship while the ship moves at sub light speeds. So this is how it happened. And so there is some of the history that in 1994 physicist Miguel Alcubierre, I'm not able to pronounce that, okay, formulated the theoretical solution called the Alcubierre drive for the faster than light travel, which models the warp drive concept. Calculations found that such a model would require prohibitive amounts of negative energy of mass. So that's again a contradiction itself. In 2018, the US Defense Intelligence Agency made public a 2010 report that surveyed multiple different approaches to faster than light travel. Caltech professor Sean Carroll, I've heard of him, who reviewed the report, explained that while the theories were legitimate, they did not represent some things that's going to connect with engineering anytime soon, probably anytime ever. So theories are being made, but engineering seems to be impossible for now and for the near future as well. So this is the latest. In 2021, physicist Eric Lenz described a way warp drive sourced from only known purely positive energy could exist. Previously unexplored geometries of space-time could allow the warp bubbles based on superluminal self-reinforcing solid horn waves from large but possibly reducible amounts of positive energy. Signatures of positive energy solid strewn geometries may be detectable by magnetars. So that's incredibly depth physics, and there is something related to magnetars and soliton. I'm just getting that, and that is very new, so we don't have a briefer discussion on it because it's of 2021 only. So this was about warp drive, which I could get on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia says this much. Then we have Star Trek, how Star Trek thing, how warp drive was working in Star Trek. That's huge, and I don't think that's important because that is ultimately fictitious. And that is the end of our Wikipedia page. And next up, that interesting article which I was talking about in the beginning. And this article was by NASA, and this is really amazing, and that really grabbed my attention when I was looking for warp drive, and that's interesting. I want you to hear this once. So the title itself is pretty unique. So it says, is warp drive real? Is warp drive real? Ever since the sound barrier was broken, people have turned their attention to how we can break the light speed barrier. But warp drive, or any other term for faster than light travel, still remains at the level of speculation. The bulk of scientific knowledge includes that it's impossible, especially when considering Einstein's theory of relativity. As I said, there are certainly some credible concepts in scientific literature, however, it's too soon to know if they are viable. Science fiction writers have given us many images of interstellar travel, but traveling at the speed of light is simply imaginary at present. In the meantime, science moves forward, and while NASA is not pursuing interstellar flight, scientists here continue to advance ion propulsion for missions to deep space and beyond using solar electric power. So ion propulsion is another kind of propulsion, as we have chemical propulsion for now. Ionic propulsion requires both electricity and fuel. But today, like, we are having rockets that basically works on this fuel propulsion, and that's solid or maybe liquid. And hybrid propulsion, there are kinds of propulsion, but ion propulsion also requires electrical energy, and that could be provided by solar electrical energy and solar panels. So that is a possible ion propulsion, but is in its initial stages. And I'd make a dedicated video on ion propulsion as well in this series of AstroTac, because that is also very important and it's in the way. So let us continue. This form of propulsion is the fastest and most efficient to date, ion propulsion. There are absurd theories that have become reality over the years of scientific research, but for the near future, warp drive remains a dream. If you would like to know more about the theories of interstellar flight, you should visit the Tau Zero Foundation. Mark Millis, a former NASA Glenn physicist, founded the organization to consider revolutionary advancements in propulsion. Past articles of warp drive found at this location can be achieved. Okay, so that is it. So this is what NASA thinks about warp drives, and NASA actually says that this is a dream for coming future, and this is obviously something that seems impossible for at least a few decades from now, and this is a gift of science fiction, and this remains the gift. In the coming series of AstroTac, we'd be discussing about more things and technology and everything. So that is not basically technology, that are inventions, you can say, the engineering inventions in space technology. So that was it for this episode. I hope you liked it, and we created an episode on Dyson sphere. Now this one was about warp drive. We'd continue this journey of AstroTac series. Also I'll be releasing and domaining the first the details of season 3rd very soon. We have completed season 2nd, that was dedicated to our solar system, and we'll be doing it very soon. I hope you like the audio. I hope you heard it, and that was it for today. We'd be back in another episode of Astrophysics Podcast. Till then, stay tuned. Thank you very much.